Coming up on the Jalen Rose Renaissance Man podcast, we have actor, singer, writer, and style icon, Billy Porter. We'll get into how his mother's bold choices shaped him during his childhood, which artist influenced his art, and how his black Oscars gown was boundary pushing in all of the right ways. Up next, Billy Porter. Let's go.
Going to the Oscars in a ball gown could have gone horribly wrong for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be back in Pittsburgh teaching at my alma mater, Carnegie Mellon, right now. I sacrificed everything to be who I am.
Hi, I'm Jalen Rose, and welcome to the Renaissance Man podcast, proudly presented by the New York Post, a show where we cover trends in fashion, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. This week's theme is fearlessly authentic. I talk a lot on this podcast about the importance of being unapologetically yourself, and there's a reason for that. And here's what it is. The world is going to make a lot of assumptions about you based on the color of your skin, how you dress, how tall you are, if you're in shape, whatever. But guess what? You're actually allowed to be whoever you want to be. So don't let anyone take that power away from you. And once you find that safe space for yourself, be sure to encourage others who are struggling to do the same. My conversation this week is with someone who's apologizing to no one about who he is. Billy Porter has given so much to his craft on TV through his music and obviously with his glamorous style. If you're a fan of Billy, I also recommend that you check out other interviews that I've done. Great conversations with his Pose co-stars, Angelica Ross and MJ Rodriguez. I'll make sure we include those in our show notes. Coming up, I talked to Billy Porter about his admiration for Rihanna, the connection that artists like him have with the divine, and why he's decided to go on his first national concert tour. Up next, Billy Porter. My next guest really needs no introduction, especially to the fans of his character. Pray tell, on the hit TV series, Hoes. But do I need to share? There's more. Check this out, y'all. He's an Emmy, Tony, and Grammy Award-winning actor, singer, writer, and director who has spent decades bringing his full black and queer self to his art. He recently hosted the BET documentary, Black and Iconic, Style Gods, directed an episode of the groundbreaking anthology series, Accused, and there's more, starring in a new feel-good comedy that I can't wait to go see called 80 for Brady. It is my honor to welcome the uber-talented Billy Porter to the show.
Thank you, Jalen. That was a wonderful introduction.
Thank you. I appreciate the love. Absolutely. And I thank you for taking the time. Before you became the Billy Porter that we all know and love today, you were just a youngster growing up in Pittsburgh. And in your memoir, you write, coming of age in a world where simply being yourself was a constant struggle. How did that period of your life shape the person that you are now?
Well, I would rephrase that and say growing up and still dealing with in this time, you know, it created a human being that fights for justice. I'm a justice fighter. I don't know anything else. My humanity has been up for legislation since the moment I could comprehend thought, and still continues to be. And, you know, I am trying to put one foot in front of the other and remain hopeful and remain present and remain engaged. Because if I'm being honest, I'm tired. I'm 53 years old and I'm tired.
Wow.
But I look at people like John Lewis and I think, and I look at our ancestors who came before us as Black people, and I go, I don't feel no waste time. I got to sing that to myself over and over and over again so that I can stay in it.
Wow, that's incredible. And I appreciate your honesty and I appreciate your leadership. What have been some of the toughest challenges that you felt like you needed to try to overcome, and yet battles that still need to be fought?
Well, this idea that anybody's individual life choice, life truth, life authenticity, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody's individual version of that should be legislated by laws that turn us into non-human beings is bullshit. And that's the hardest daily grind as a Black man first, and as a queer man as well. And the hardest part, one of the hardest things about that is not only the Black part, but when it comes to the queer part, it's also fighting the Black people who feel as if and fall in line with queer people not being human. So we as Black people who are marching for our own rights are consistently then turning around and oppressing another group of people.
Wow.
A lot. And not everybody. Not everybody. And there has been growth. And there has been change. And there have been conversations that have cracked open the space. The fact that BET called me to host the Style Gods presentation, which is a 2-hour special about Black excellence. And I was a part of the conversation. Lil Nas X is a part of the conversation. Because there's no conversation without us. Is hope to me. That's hopeful to me. And so I try to stay in a space of hope so that I can continue to be a part of, be the change that I want to see, be a part of the solution that I want to see.
I definitely applaud your leadership, your honesty, and being a champion, because as you mentioned, at 53 and being Black and being queer, you're tired.
Yeah.
What gives you the strength, the endurance to keep up this fight?
Well, I love what I do. I am an artist. I've always been an artist. I've never been anything else. God has blessed me with incredible gifts and talents that I am required to use. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm required to use them. And that is what gives me joy, is that I get to wake up every day and engage in this thing that I love so much. Mm-hmm. And also has an effect on my mission, mm-hmm. my intention, my calling, dare I say my ministry. It's all intertwined, and that is what keeps me going. You know, I love what I do. I also have a mother who is my hero, and she, you know, has been disabled her entire life. Mm. And, you know, it's a degenerative neurological condition that has rendered her immobile. She lived at the Actors Fund nursing home right now for the last 6 years. And she still gets up every single day. Mm. The fight we have with the nursing home is that sometimes they don't get her out of bed early enough.
Right.
Because wherever she is and however she's feeling, she's going to engage with mm-hmm. the world. She's mm-hmm. going to engage. You know, it's like, I don't know how to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And I receive that as a gift. I really do.
And that is a gift. And prayers to your mom, strength to your mom. And
she's strong, honey. I received the prayers and she's strong already.
So talk to me about her influence on you as you continue to navigate as a child and right now in your current situation as one of the most talented people we have in the industry.
Oh, you're so sweet. Like I said, I watched my mother get up every day and engage with life, engage with community, stand for something the whole time. And I was inspired by that. And I was able to follow in those footsteps. And the other part is that, like, I grew up in the Pentecostal church, and, you know, she was really taught by the dogma of religion to reject me as a gay man. She was told to reject me, as many dogmatic religions do. And she rejected that and chose it. Inside of this space where she didn't have anywhere else to go, she chose me anyway. She chose real Christianity anyway. She is what a real Christian looks like for me. She's the personification of that. She chose her child.
Yes.
She chose me.
Yes.
And to see that, evolution, and to know, because it was an evolution, it's not where we started, but to watch her go through that and come out on the other side beside me. I know a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand at an intersection where I get to use my platform to reach out and embrace others and hopefully help others. You know, I wrote my book Unprotected because, you know, it's about using my art to heal my trauma And I hope in the process of people reading that, that they can be set free too.
Mm-hmm.
My intention is not about me. You know, my ego is out of this. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's about something far greater than myself. And my hope is that I can continue doing that. Even in the midst of exhaustion.
Mm.